You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Setlist. I'm your congested host, Megan Sealing. Ari Spool, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm flying free, man. Yeah. I got no congestion.
Mucus free. I'm really jealous. I've had this going on for almost 2 weeks
now.
Yeah,
you kind of have the Black Death. Mm-hmm. You may have noticed that we skipped last week because Megan...
I sounded worse than this.
She was, like, coughing up weird stuff.
Let's talk about it some more.
Yeah, it's really gross.
So, you guys know the drill, hopefully, by now. If you don't, if you're new, then we go through the Strangers Bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands. And hundreds of local bands, thousands even, of local bands have pages on this thing. You can search by the name of the band, you can search by the genre, and tons of them have pictures posted, bio info, songs posted. They can have up to 3 songs posted. So we go through, we find some of the gems, some of the stuff you may have never heard, and then some of the stuff you may have heard, but or may have heard of in the pages of The Stranger, but haven't heard yet. So, and then we play them for you, because we're nice. So the first artist, this is actually going to be a really great show. There's a lot of stuff coming up, and I know that sounded like a pro radio promo, keep listening sort of bullshit thing. There is actually a lot of awesome stuff on this, and so Ari, you did a great job picking songs.
Thank you.
Including this first one, who you are a big fan of.
Yeah, I am a big fan of. This is TV Curran, Trent Curran. He used to be in the band The Popular Shapes, which is probably one of my all-time favorite Seattle bands. He also used to be in the band Holy Ghost Revival, which also is totally one of my all-time favorite Seattle bands. It's kind of ridiculous.
You have a lot of favorite bands.
That's true, but oh well. And this song, I don't know how to pronounce this name, so I'm going to just take a stab at it. It's called Ojigia. And the cool thing about Trent, I wanted to play his song because not only is it a really good song, but he's playing at the Sunset on Friday with the A-Frames. It's called AFCGT, and it's a combined band of the A-Frames and Climax Golden Twins, which are nice. Just basically like crazy legendary punk greats from here. And I don't know what they're going to do.
They've never done this before.
No.
This is a debut.
I don't know if they're going to play like A-Frame songs and Climax Golden Twin songs like mashed up together or what they're going to do. I don't know. I hope they don't do that because it would probably be really
That'd
weird.
Be really messy.
But that is, it's pretty, it sounds like a really
it's an intriguing concept.
Yeah, it's an interesting project to just like combine two bands and see what happens.
And so Trent's going to open the show.
Trent's going to open the show along with Strong Killings. It should be pretty interesting. Let's listen to the Trent show. And you should really go check out this weird, crazy experiment.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Friday night at the Sunset. Here's Ojigia.
Head and door. Soon as sees the two more heads are dashed across the floor. Our captor now is weary. The wine has made him tired.
Hold the branch above the fire. Strike it with this tempered olive side. Olive Beavis holds his side. Burn a slice of thigh. Supersided sun will cry. Tempered olive side. Olive Beavis holds his side.
chose The Pleasure Boaters. S-O-U is the name of the song. I fucking love The Pleasure Boaters.
Who doesn't these days?
Hopefully everybody. They had a new record released last year called Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gross exclamation point. I can't. No, it's just Gross.
No, it's Gross exclamation
point. Is it? Okay. Yeah. So it's Gross!
Ugh!
They're playing at the Fusion Cafe with This Bike is a Pipe Bomb, Vina Calva, I'm a Gymnast, and The Pharmacy. It's an all-ages show. It's on Friday night, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fusion Cafe is a funny place to see a show. It's kind of like a living room slash conference room. It has, like, the fluorescent lighting.
So weird.
Yeah, it has, yeah. So, and carpet on the floor. They have some chairs in the back by the merch table so you can kind of hang out if you want. They have, like, a little fireplace in one of the rooms. They have, like, DIY Christmas lighting set up. The Vera Project hosted some shows in there, and they were sort of in limbo between their new venue and the old one. And it, like, they came off okay. It doesn't sound completely shitty. It feels kind of like you're watching a show in, like, a dorm room. Like the what are those called? The dorm rooms, the general hangout areas.
I have no idea.
I didn't go to college.
Neither did I.
But so it's this really awkward space, but it's an awesome place to see bands because they have to work kind of extra hard to get the crowd to, like, believe they're at a rock show.
Yeah.
And The Pleasure Boaters, The Pharmacy, This Bike is a Pipe Bomb, they're gonna fucking go off to make sure it happens. And so kids still go to these shows and they dance their asses off. It gets kind of hot and weird in there, and
I guarantee when it's full, they'll be crowd surfing.
Yeah, it's gonna be an awesome show. And Fusion Cafe doesn't get a lot of play in the all ages scene, and so, like, in this week's underage column that I write, self-promotion, I talk a little bit about that. And then also there's the Viaduct venue down in Tacoma that mm-hmm. it recently started doing shows again. They moved venues. They're on South Tacoma Way in a new space. So you can check out the paper for more info on both locations. But yeah, that show's going to be great with The Pleasure Boaters and Pharmacy on the Bill. Both bands that are kind of hot shit right now in Seattle. So.
Hey, man, I have nothing to add to that.
It's just the truth.
That
is what
pretty
it
much
is.
Covers it.
Speaking of hot shit, here's Siberian, too.
Yeah.
Which, who are also doing... They play, it seems like, all the time.
They used to be, like... It used to feel like they were the Crocodile's house band.
Right. They would be on a couple... They would be, like, the opener for a couple different shows a month. But every chance I get to see them, I take it. Because they just sound so glorious live.
I hit the bong first.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm straight edge.
Well, yeah.
And I also have this, like, chronic bronchitis thing happening that my lungs... probably wouldn't appreciate this,
but I recommend for those bong hitters out there, hit the bong before you see Siberian,
because it'll lush and it's swoony and it's, like, gorgeous and relaxing, and but it's also kind of intense at the same time because there's just a lot going on with guitars and keyboards and
yeah.
So they're Siberian playing at Nectar on Friday with Pseudo Six featuring members of the Decemberists.
Never heard them, but
it's a free early show. It starts around 6 or 7, I believe. So you're gonna want to show up early.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is Siberian. The song is called Soft Rains.
I'm glad you're upset. I pushed you a little too hard? Would you care?
that was The Translucence. That song is called Don't Push. I think they're a set list first. I don't think we've played The Translucence before.
Yeah, I don't think we have either.
They're playing at the Easy Street Records West Seattle after hours shows, those shows that start at 9:30 when the record store's closed. They cost $5 and they do have booze there.
So it's 21 plus, but mm-hmm. you get to drink it up in a record store.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. You destroy some merchandise.
Yeah.
The Black Swedes and Michael Morris are going to open. The funny thing about The Translucence is that they state on their bands page at thestranger.com that they are influenced by Band of Horses, which I kind of think, like, you know how it's just the beginning of 2008?
Right.
I think this might be the understatement of the year. I think it might have been. I think I'm going to just go ahead and call it in January. Just that pretty much was just like a Band of Horses cover. I think it's kind of funny.
They're the sort of the band to be influenced by right now. You're totally right. Like all the press releases that come in with like the sort of like low mid-tempo, like
I like to call it adult contemporary for kids.
Right. Yeah. Anything that has any touch of that, they're like, do you like Band of Horses? You'll love these guys. And then you listen to it and you're like, where the fuck are they getting that?
Well, except in this.
But in this case, it's very right.
But in the next case, another band, another person, Chris Orlowski, he also claims to be influenced by Band of Horses. So I put these two together because I just thought that was funny. I mean, it pops up everywhere.
Everybody wants to be the Band of Horses.
Hey, man, they're so cute. They've got those beards.
Right.
they're playing at Nectar. Chris Orlowski is playing at Nectar Saturday with Handful of Lovin' and the Acorn Project. Decide for yourself if this song Jesse sounds like Band of Horses.
Gone away, disarray in his heart. There's a man, loves a girl, she's his world, but it all fell apart. Disarray, disarray, disarray. And I find her stressing with her big blue eyes. I stare, asking questions with confusion as the wind breaks the curls in her hair. And I don't know, I don't care, as long as you're happy. What you mean to me, and it's almost over now. We'll find a way, we'll find a way, 'cause it's almost over now. We'll find a way somehow, and on it goes. It's the sleepless nights watching you. So just say, I'm just saying, I'm just saying, just saying, 'cause it's almost over now. Somehow, 'cause it's all known, and on it goes. It's the same.
Good. Thank you. could multiply at appalling rates. Then we lose our heads and we still go faster, even on our birthdays.
Throw Me the Statue, the song is Lolita. They're setlist favorites.
Song is so catchy.
They've been around for a couple months now, but they're still kind of new on the scene. But they also are starring Chop Suey all month this month. Every Monday night, they're going to be playing the residency there. It seems like a really cool night. They have other local bands on the bill. It's going to be different openers every Monday. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Throw Me the Statue will play. They'll headline it. They started a little earlier. Jay-Z went and he wrote about it on Line Out this past week. So you can get online, lineout.thestranger.com, and read his review. But he said it starts a little earlier, which is appreciated for mm-hmm. Monday night. So you're not going to get home super late. And yeah, Throw Me the Statue, they're getting a lot better live, I have to say. I saw them at Bop Street Records a few months ago when they played for the Reverb Fest. Mm-hmm. And it was a little shaky, but towards the end of the set, that's when they brought out their gems. And at yeah. first I was not really into it, and I was sort of like, I thought everybody was being kind of fooled by thinking they're going to be hot shit, I got to be honest. But then the last couple of songs they closed with were just... they kind of blew my mind a little bit in this weird, surprising way. And they're only getting better live. And now with this residency, I mean, a show every Monday. It's like band practice.
Yeah, totally.
A group of people.
Hopefully they practice more than just on stage.
I hope so. Welcome and Sam Squared are going to be playing this Monday. And before that was the Maldives. Would Be Island Blues.
Mm-hmm. High Dive Saturday with North Twin, Tripwires. It's kind of an alt country, local all-star bill. Man, it's so crazy. We do this every January, like every beginning of the year. We're just like overloaded with all this local music to talk about because right. national bands don't come through and the clubs are just hitting up every single local band to play, which is awesome.
Right. It's a good month.
It's such a good time. If you're into just like seeing shows where there's not going to be 800 people like on every side of you, it's awesome. This is an awesome time to go out.
And check out some new local bands, yeah. too, and pick out some favorites for the year. Yeah, so, Throw Me the Statue is definitely on the top of people's lists for bands to watch for 2008.
I think so too. I think a lot of the bands we've played today are.
Siberian is too. Yeah. The Pleasure Boaters, Maldives. Yeah, they're all getting a lot of play. Like kind of buzz bands for local. Yeah, like bees.
Those music critics creating their own.
Fuck the critics, man. They make music for the fans.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right. So we have one more song to play. It's for the band of the week, as we always end the show. Mm-hmm. This week's band of the week is Curtains for You. The song is called Heaven's Waiting, and I really like this band. I chose this as band of the week, and it was surprising. I didn't really like the name, and I went to the band's page, and it said how they have curtains for you. No, really? And I just kind of rolled my eyes, and I was like, that's, yeah. But it's actually really great, and I was pleasantly surprised, and it made me think the band name wasn't so bad after all. And so I like it when I can kind of be convinced and surprised. So thanks, Curtains for You. And sorry I didn't like your name and give you a chance at first. So this song is called Heaven's Waiting, and it'll be good. So thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week. Email us at setlist@thestranger.com with requests, complaints, and any other pertinent information.
Tidbits, news. Thanks, guys.
Stumbles on a cobblestone. There was a time when he would notice the indication that 10 years ago the diagnosis left him hopeless. Victim of circumstances with an affliction of the mind that can't be nullified. Torn by opposing factions, roused by reaction to the lies. Identify.